Hey gang, how are you? Before we get to our podcast, let's talk about Podquorum. You've heard me talk about them before many times, and they are sponsoring yet again because they are awesome. We love Podquorum. You know why? Because Podquorum does a multitude of things. Podquorum is a marketplace connecting podcasters to other amazing podcast sponsorship opportunities like host read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, mid-roll, post-roll, cinnamon roll ads, whatever, right? That was ad-libbed. With Podquorum, there is no middleman. Podcasters of all sizes can browse and choose your opportunities right on the platform, set your own rates, and collaborate with the brands without any exclusivity. That's the best part. They don't own you. You own you. You never give up any rights to your podcast, and Podquorum is here every single step of the way to make sure you're protected and that you get paid and no one tries skipping out on the check. Remember running out as a kid at the diner? That wasn't cool. It's funny, but when you're older, it's not cool. The marketplace mission is to give podcasters transparency, freedom, and full control of how we monetize and when we monetize. Click the link in my show notes to sign up for Podquorum for free and start browsing sponsorship opportunities. Podquorum, you guys are the best. Thank you so much. Enjoy the episode. Hey gang, Kevin Goatee. Wow, what a live show. You're going to hear, no hyperbole, how much fun we had. We cracked each other up for just under an hour. Me, Kevin Israel, Joanne, Bill, holy Christ. Before we get into it, just, of course, don't forget, if you're new to the show, two-sentence review, five-star rating on the podcast platform you listen to. Really appreciate that. And, of course, if you're looking to advertise with us, guttingthesacredcow@gmail.com. That's it. Again, thanks for everyone who came to the live show. And we had a blast. And of course, we're going to do more of these in the near future. Without further ado, here's Bill and Joanne sweeping the leg of Karate Kid.
Gather round, here's what I know. It's just that this cow has got to go. I know some people kind of like it, yeah. Gutting the Sacred Cow.
Thanks for coming out to see the first live Gutting the Sacred Cow show. We're going to try and do this as much as we possibly can, of course, post-pandemic, right?
Yeah, let's go for that.
We're glad you guys made it. Nonetheless, let's welcome our esteemed judges. You know her, you love her, the pride of Freehold, New Jersey, and Miss New York, Joanne Nosachinsky. And her co-host, the man voted most likely in his senior class to go up a few dress sizes, Bill Schultz. They have chosen the Karate Kid, as you all are very well of. Are you fans of the Karate Kid? What do you think? Do you think that the balls will try and gut this thing? Yes or no? A few grumblings here.
Lively crowd. They don't know how to be in public yet.
No, they do not.
You're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best.
Yeah! Did we have fun watching The Karate Kid or what? Welcome to Gutting the Sacred Cow Live. I'm Kevin with the K. That's Kevin with the K. All right, I guess we just not see Allie with an I. All right, never mind. I'll go fuck myself.
That's good.
Walk out, thank you. That lovely voice belongs to the lovely Joanne Nosachinsky of The Morning Show on Compound Media. Woo. Let her hear it, yeah! And her equally talented co-host, the affable, lovable Bill Schultz.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, morning show, Compound Media, Monday through Thursday. It is the best damn show on the network.
Thank you.
Thanks for trekking all the way from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To my home state of Jersey.
What? All right.
You guys are wearing the fuck out of those Cobra Kai jerseys.
Yeah, man.
I have to tell you. Right, I'll give credit.
Wait, what are you doing? Why are you taking them off? No, keep them on.
Put her in a body bag. We had fun today. So Bill and Joanne chose this film. We thought that was a hell of a lot of balls. Actually, Joanne chose this film.
Did.
So Joanne is the communist of the bunch of you guys. Want to draw your ire on her.
Yes, please. If you want to hate me, go ahead.
Impossible.
And Joanne's last movie, she did Grease?
She did Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
And then Grease before Grease, that.
Right. Her last two movies were Silver Linings Playbook and Grease.
Mm-hmm.
I still hate you for making me watch Grease for the very first and last
You're
time.
You're welcome.
That's why she picked it.
Bill, of course, you remember from Independence Day, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and the third one was... Oh, you sat on the Shining and Christmas Story with us as well.
Yes, I defended The Shining. Kevin Israel is a horrible human being. He said it was a bad movie.
And Bill just buys into whatever schlock people tell him to like.
Zing!
How dare you?
Oh, The Karate Kid 1984. A budget of $8 million at the time. A haul of $90 million. Now, 2021 dollars, $22.8 million budget, $228.3 million.
That's a shitty Marvel movie haul.
Yeah, that's Ant-Man 2. Or what's the other one we did? Thor 2? That was
Thor
awful.
2, yeah.
IMDb, as we all know, is a scale 1 through 10 with decimal points. You guys know this game. You love the game. Let's go to our guest first. Bill's going to get his baba. He needs a refill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, since you're up, we're going to do it first. IMDb, 1 through 10 with decimal points. What did the Karate Kid get on a score of 1 through 10?
You want to go first?
I think it's an 8.7.
Ooh. Bill?
I'll go 9.
Kevin Israel.
I was going to say 8.9, and I'm going to stick with it.
7.3.
Wow.
Too little. Three guys ready to fight Bill and Joanne the first row already.
Much muttering about
we're screwed. We are absolutely screwed.
Rotten Tomatoes, as we know, is a 1 through 100 score percentages. Let's go to Joanne Nosachinsky. Joanne, what did the critics give The Karate Kid?
Ooh, I'm going to say a 73.
Bill Schultz?
Pat Morita was nominated for an Academy Award, so I'm going to say 80.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Israel, guess?
84.
89.
Wow.
Let's have some fun with the audience, since you guys are the audience. Audience, the first person to yell out the correct score for the Rotten Tomatoes gets a Gutting the Sacred Cow t-shirt or jizz rag.
Wow.
We prefer t-shirt.
Oh, boy.
Audience, what did the audience score for Karate Kid? Percentage, decimal point. Don't answer all at once. Jesus Christ. What? 85 is not right. Keep going. Nope.
60?
60, Joey. Jesus Christ, you love this film. $1. Shut up, Carangelo. 88? Nope. Keep going. You guys are the worst.
Nobody wants a t-shirt.
Yeah, I get the point, guys. All right, don't bring him any more merch here, okay? Fuck you. All right, fine. Nope.
There's only 100 numbers.
And we have to be out of here by 10:30, so come on.
No. Jesus Christ. 82's the winner!
Oh, there's some nepotism.
Quotes! Kevin Israel, you get to lead the banner on this one.
Wax on. Wax off.
Too easy.
Oh, come on.
Give me another one.
What, do you want me to go for a deep cut?
Yeah.
I was going to do Alley with an A, actually.
Oh, yeah. Joanne, any quotes stick out at you?
Smell bad, heal good.
Sounds like foreplay.
It makes sense.
It does?
Yes.
It does. Yes, it does. Schultzy, buddy.
Where do these cars come from? Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I'm surprised no one yelled, "Get up a body bag!" Everyone's favorite. Or my actual personal deep cut. JCPenney, 398. Belt, hold up pants. I knew someone was going to jump in that one. Thank you for finishing up. Five fun facts.
Five fun facts. Whoa, five fun facts. Five fun facts. Five fun facts. Five fun facts.
Pat Morita was John Avildsen's first choice for Miyagi. However, producer Jerry Weintraub felt that the audience would not take him seriously in the role due to his background in comedy. I guess he was a fucking cut-up on Happy Days, huh?
Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
After Morita grew a beard and added a Japanese accent to his screen test, an impressed Weintraub had a change of heart, and Morita was given the part. So did he culturally appropriate his own?
Oh, completely. Mm. Completely.
Although You're the Best, the song, will be forever tied to the montage of the fight scenes during the All Valley Karate Tournament. Joe Esposito's song was originally written by Bill Conti and Allie Willis to be used in what 80s huge hit for a coffee mug?
Staying Alive with John Travolta.
That's Joanne's favorite film that
all she can think of.
Dubious honor of 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep.
Our guests allowed to.
The guests are allowed to. Go ahead, guest.
Rocky III.
Yes, Rocky III is the answer.
I was close.
But replaced with Survivor's Eye of the Tiger.
Thank God.
Esposito revealed this information on the Adam Carolla show when he said, You're the Best was turned down also in the movie Flashdance.
Oh.
Wow.
Can you imagine that she's dancing with a fucking shower with them titties jumping up and down? You're the best around. That's how
well,
Bill
now
takes
I don't
showers.
Want to. I'm just thinking of you doing it.
It's very dangerous to jump around in the shower, Kevin.
Well, if you had those old people bars, I guess it'd be.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah.
Well, I know Joanne's showers are boring.
Yeah.
Oh, I take a seat.
I believe that.
Number three, the yellow classic automobile that Daniel polishes in the famous wax on, wax off training scene, then offered by Mr. Miyagi as Daniel's birthday gift, was actually given to Ralph Macchio by the producer, and he still owns it.
What?
Wow.
Does he fuck his wife in the back of that car now these days, you think?
I don't think he's old enough yet to fuck his wife.
He's
got the Webster disease. Oh, good Lord. It's good.
My favorite part of this, five fun facts. Who was offered the role of Daniel LaRusso but turned it down? For a T-shirt, very big name in the 80s, very big name in the 90s. Who turned it down? No.
Ah.
Audience?
Whoa, somebody needs to hit puberty first before saying it. Michael G. Fox, not it. Van Damme? I wish, Brian. Who? Is that Jill yelling? Keanu Reeves. Nope. Eric Stoll. Can you imagine him as fucking mask fighting?
Matthew Broderick?
Oh, no. War Games.
I could see that.
Corey Feldman, no, but fun, but no. A little Jewish 5'3" Fonz whipping ass. God, I would jerk off to that now.
Tom Cruise.
No.
Oh.
Who? Shut up, Nicole. You looked it up. Oh, my wife wins a T-shirt. This is horse shit. Oh,
nepotism.
Wow. God damn it.
Not buying it.
You should all riot.
You looked it up. I swear. Karate Kid was also the name of a DC Comics Legion of Superheroes who was a member of the Legion. DC Comics, which also owned the name, gave special permission for the title to be used.
Huh. Right?
Well, there's a lot of plagiarism going on in this movie. So
slow down, coked up Seabiscuit. You'll get your chance to come out of the gate strong.
It's a wordy nickname.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Great porn name, too. What superstar of the 70s and 80s kid auditioned for a mug? He auditioned for the role but did not get it. A huge name. Also a director now, more so, but an actor in the 70s and 80s whose kid auditioned but did not get the role of Daniel LaRusso. And in all of his future movies, he had all the Coca-Cola products yanked from the set because Coke at the time owned Columbia Pictures. Which huge icon of the 70s and 80s kid auditioned for the role?
I'm going to let the audience try because I know this one.
Holy
yes!
Shit. Chicken dinner over there. Finally, someone who's not related to me. Awesome. Eastwood it is. All right. They've come from far, they've come from away, but not far and away, because that was a shitty Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman film. It is now time for Bill and Joanne to Gut the Sacred Cow.
Okay. Do you want to begin, or should I begin?
Oh, this was your idea.
Okay.
This was your idea, woman.
Now, the reason why I picked this film was the first time I decided to watch it was during quarantine. I'd never seen it before. And I disliked it so much that I stopped watching it halfway through. And the thing that really got me is I am an actor, and I thought a lot of the acting and casting and character choices were just so weird, specifically the bullying. The 5-to-1 just seemed a bit outrageous. And then sort of the characters interacting from that. Let's start with Daniel. Being that I'm from Jersey, Daniel's from Newark. And he doesn't know how to fight?
Newark
that
was different.
That seems
then.
Strange. I guess so. Also, he's from Newark, but he trusts a man he just met who says, come on in, shut your eyes, and picture a tree. Now, if I were Daniel, I guess so.
What are you suggesting?
This is an Arnold and Different Strokes moment where he goes to the bike shop, right?
Yes.
Those trees had a lot of manscaping.
Obviously, he's Italian. But Mr. Miyagi is clearly not. So the fact that he keeps pronouncing it Miyagi is completely disrespectful. He knows that's not his name, so he's a little shit. The casting of Ali and Daniel, I don't know if they screen tested together. I'm guessing they didn't because I just kept thinking she looks like his babysitter.
Yep.
And the hugging, they did a lot of hugging that was very awkward. And then that first kiss, I think it was Ralph's first kiss ever, maybe in his career, because that was very awkward.
Ate her face.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If only Miyagi could have taught him how to do some of that, some training there.
Maybe he did.
Speaking of Miyagi, he is great at trimming bonsai trees. Nice. But not so good at carving pumpkins. Did you see that? I was so disappointed for a man who's so talented with tiny landscaping. He should be able to carve a better pumpkin. Also, he's all about respect and dignity, and his cars are so dirty. I just don't think that a man with that kind of discipline would let that happen. And then Wasted Miyagi. I know you guys wanted us to discuss this. I think that Bill's life is really based around Miyagi's drunken life.
It hit close to home.
Bill also likes to get dressed in costume.
Mm-hmm.
Force young boys to drink with him, and then talk about history.
We had out the young boys part.
Yeah.
I just add in Gino Bisconti instead.
Yeah, that's an older boy.
Bill, you put on your military greens and get just hammered once a week? That's your thing?
I talk to a lot of the pictures in my place, too.
He takes out his embroidery. Yep.
Using ethnic slurs for Asians, of course.
Yes.
Was that your wife? No, it came with the frame, but I talked to her every week.
Whore!
So Kevin's favorite quote, wax on, wax off. I thought that looked very similar to the sanding. Did anyone else?
Yes.
Very much so.
And then they're applying it, and it's totally different. So if I were a student, I'd be like, wait a second.
So you.
You really should have been clearer with the assignment because that doesn't help me. The classism. Okay, so that was another big thing in this movie. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the fact that Daniel was poor.
What gave that away?
I know, right? These bullies are the richest bullies possibly in any high school. All five of them go to the same karate dojo. They all have motorcycles. That's wild,
right? You didn't
right?
have that in your high school?
Yeah.
No. You didn't have the bike gang in your high school?
No. If a girl got highlights, she was a bully. That was it. And then the country club scene was the most unbelievable to me because everyone stopped and laughed when the waiter spilled the spaghetti. Rich people would not laugh at that. They would be pissed that their spaghetti is going to take longer to get to them because the goddamn help can't get it right.
Rich people don't eat spaghetti. That's for the help.
And these poor apartments, right, where Daniel and his mom moved to, they have an ugly green empty pool, but this beautiful rock wall with a water feature that's very nicely landscaped. So maybe that was Miyagi's doing, but like, he can't fill a pool? It's hot there.
Did you see all those bonsai trees he had? That
I
takes
guess
time.
So. I guess so. And then my two last points here. Again, the bullying was insane. 5-1 is nuts. They were really trying to murder him at points.
Yes.
Which is wild. The sensei calling open season on a child is just awful, obviously. And in the end, he's they're fighting like a gimp-legged boy. Like, it's just wrong. And speaking of the ending, it was so abrupt so unsatisfying. I actually think a better ending would have been he gets hurt and we don't have any of this at the end. He's just hurt and he's like, oh, it's not the point. Winning isn't the point. Like, karate, it was about my personal journey and I have the girl. Isn't that enough?
You're such a hippie.
I guess so. So for all of those reasons, I think that this is a really crap film. Thank you.
1 through 10, Joanne.
A 5. There were decent moments, mm-hmm. but I have wasted many hours of my life now watching this.
Did your boyfriend, Douglas, did you agree with her assessment on this when you guys first saw it?
No, it's fucking movie's
awesome. All right, bro. Did you drive or she drive? Yeah, Joanne, have a nice walk home, honey.
Oh, no.
Although, when you think about it, like, celebrity couple-wise, Dojo, Douglas, Joe.
Oh, this is why he gets paid the big bucks.
I see this in Star Magazine. Yeah.
Guys, you don't work at Maxim and Stuff Magazine without some kind of credentials like that shit behind you. Bill Schultz, what did you think?
This movie is a hate crime.
Oh, boy.
I'm surprised that anyone that has even a modicum of Italian descent or possibly Asian is not picketing right now. Mm. We'll start with the Italians. First of all, he's like a Vinnie Barbarino but gayer, which I know is redundant. With the O and the A, and he's like quite literally bathed in marinara sauce in that one scene. Mm-hmm. There's just so many Italian stereotypes in this thing. He's got a temper, and he's from New Jersey, because all Italians are from New Jersey if they're not good enough to go to Brooklyn. And then he goes to the Newark that is Reseda in L.A. with his stereotypical Italian mom. And the other thing, too, is I thought Joanne coming up with this movie was brilliant. I mean, this is a quintessential Gutting the Sacred Cow movie to
absolutely
bring
sure
to
is.
The thing. Until I realized it was 2 hours and 7 minutes. And then I was very angry at you. This is like, not only obviously goes without saying it's a Rocky knockoff, Sylvester Stallone has said as much. Same director. They took
the same score, too.
Same score.
Conti.
Yeah. And it's also Titanic, because with Titanic, You're watching for 2+ hours, and all you want to do is see the boat go down. You are 5 minutes into this movie, and you know how it's going to end.
Wait a minute, Bill. Oh, don't you stop and then jerk off all the Irish free people stuck in steerage?
I empathize with them, but I didn't jerk off to it. It made me sad. But you know how it's going to end, so you just want to fast forward to the final fight scene, which sucks. The only good fight scene is Mr. Miyagi kicking Cobra Kai's ass, and that's like 20 minutes into the film. The rest, and by the way, Sylvester Stallone, who kind of made a career out of montages, he saw this movie and he realized you could just do an entire movie on montages. Mm. Hence Rocky IV.
Yes.
And this movie, half the montages are him just doing manual labor for Mr. Miyagi. That's not even a great montage. The actual training scenes, also a montage, while better, it's still 20 minutes of him waxing a car, but the first montage is them going from Newark to L.A. Now, again, this thing is 2 hours and 7 minutes. The first thing I would cut is the car scene from Newark to L.A., which I believe was about 20 minutes.
Mm. If that.
Bill, how would you know they got there then?
I would say pull up at the shitty place, say, hey, we just got here from Newark. Oh! Babadidoo, hey.
Pizza Hut, no thank you. Yeah. Oh!
And speaking of stereotypes, Mr. Miyagi, are you goddamn kidding me? That, first of all, he was born in Sacramento. That accent was made up, and
a hate crime, even though he is actually Japanese. He knows karate, because don't they all? And he trains him in a catcher's outfit because they like their baseball, too. And I shit you not, this was edited out of Karate Kid. Mr. Miyagi had developed some sort of, and he called it Mr. Hashimoto, hydraulic karate robot, because they like their electronics, too, for Daniel to train on, and they got rid of that part. But also, he can't hold his liquor, as the Asians do. all of that. And, yeah, to Joanne's point, I mean, a lot of that entire apartment facility was really shitty looking until he had Daniel, who got conned into cleaning everything. His mom got conned into some sort of Ponzi scheme for the original job she had, and then she had another job. She got conned into going to California. Essentially, the subtext is Italians are dumb. You should be protesting this.
I should.
And also, I will give you a little inside baseball right before we went down here. This is very adorable. We're about to put on our headbands. And Joanne goes, wait, is this offensive? And my response would be, you're an Italian from New Jersey putting this on. That means the entire movie is offensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the actual ending that you wanted would have been the real bad guy, Reese. And by the way, I apologize.
Reese,
whatever. I apologize to my Vietnam vet father, who I dragged to take me to this movie when I was 9. Because apparently, not only are Vietnam vets baby killers, they're also baby killers when they get a dojo 20 years after the fact and actually go after little Italian babies like Ralph Maggio. And it makes Vietnam vets look bad. I love the fact that Pat Morita is a World War II vet, but he fought for our side.
Yes.
Because that is something that would happen. They do talk about the internment camps. That's good. But
well, him and George Takei were hanging
it's
out together.
We know that that's a thing that happened. The motherfucker steals a black belt. All right, talk about stolen valor. He's a Purple Heart winner, but he just sees a black belt, steals it from his love of this martial art. He just steals that wonderful item that you're supposed to wear when you're at a black belt. But Elvis was a black belt, so probably doesn't mean anything anyway. But, the more you watch this movie, the more you see its awful, awful, awful flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, again, you are being very offensive right now by wearing that headband.
Bill, give me a number.
I'm going to go. I love this movie. I grew up on this movie. But after those 2 hours, and I'm going to give it a 4. I don't like it anymore.
That casting, though, my favorite character was the mother. I think she was so believable.
The other dub Italian.
Yeah. So believable as an Italian mother. I wanted more of her. That would have made it a better movie.
The only thing missing was for her, like, stirring the sauce, like, be home by 10!
Yeah.
Kevin Israel, I have to go first.
Please.
I have to pull rank, I'm sorry, because I have a lot of notes here. These notes, of course, brought to you by guttingthesacredcow.com, where you can get fine t-shirts, coffee mugs, bags, hats, shoes. No shoes. I'm doing a Caddyshack quote.
Only related to the host.
Yeah, and blogs.
And a bowl of soup.
I knew you never let me down in a Caddyshack quote. Number one, Daniel has to push start the car across the country on a trip. You mean to tell me he did not have to stop at least one other time, especially in, let's say, St. Louis, where Clark W. Griswold got honky lips spray painted on his car? Can he tell me how to get back to the expressway? Fuck yo, mama. Roll him up.
God damn you.
I'm sorry. That's why I had to go first.
Son of a bitch.
Looks like the LaRussos are the last two white people to leave Newark. they're the over-the-top Italians that they make fun of in Caddyshack, where they say, you know, Italians is for skilled labor. All right. How did Daniel not say to the old lady sitting outside from Jersey, holy shit, it's Happy Gilmore's grandmother? Nothing like playing soccer on the beach to let the girl you're interested in know that you're gay. By the way, that's the same beach Keanu Reeves couldn't throw a football in Point Break.
Oh.
Is it?
It is.
Oh. There's only one beach in California.
Yeah. Oh.
Gotta appreciate when a bandana is a must accessory in the 80s, right? Oh, those are the days.
Yep.
That pool is a 5-star fire hydrant in Newark, by the way. My dad had the same sweater that Ali wore in the beach scene.
Oh, the cable knit.
Greg had that, right? Remember that one? Yep, same. The days where we were going shirts against skins didn't get you thrown on Megan's Law. Cultural appropriation, party of two. How about the Orient Express restaurant where a white woman was about to become manager? I would not eat there, just like I would not eat at a pizza place that serves halal. Fuck that. Daniel walks in the dojo and says to Kreese, "Holy shit, you left Rambo at the extraction point in First Blood Part 2.
Forgot about that.
I didn't. 33 minutes in, and we see our first black extra. That's a record high for the 80s. She wants to take him to the arcade in the first date. Is that not my dream girl or what? Honey, grab a mop and bucket while your man kicks the shit out of 13-year-olds playing Street Fighter II Turbo for an hour and a half. Daniel should have said arcade. Can't you just pour bourbon on your tits like you did for Nicolas Cage in Leaving Las Vegas?
Excellent nude scene, by the way.
Isn't it right?
Yeah, a little bit.
By the way, Elizabeth Shue hotter now than she was in this film.
Yes.
Fight me. Where is the mom? I hear my handyman is taking my son to carve bonsai trees. I immediately have a fucking problem. And in case for all you fans who are keeping score at home, love the casual 80s racism from Kreese, calling him a slope right off the collar, right?
Yes.
Anyone else think Mr. Miyagi wanted to trim Mrs. LaRussa's bonsai tree?
Oh.
She seems like she has a deciduous forest between her legs.
Oh, boy.
That's just me.
And that was earth science.
If Daniel had any balls, he'd be pantless in that shower costume.
Yeah.
Allie is coming on strong. Is he fucking retarded? She is throwing some major fucking signals at him. My God, Daniel LaRusso closes like Armando Benitez did in the 90s.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Johnny Lawrence brings a... My hero, by the way. Johnny Lawrence brought a goddamn Walkman to a costume party. Listen, nothing...
Yeah, nothing,
right? Yes. Listen to music in the bathroom.
Yes.
I was smoking some weed.
You needed
a soundtrack. Yeah. Nothing coaxes out a turd like some sweet, sweet Bananarama. Right, folks?
That's true.
I don't know about you, but I never, ever leave a black man hanging for a high five. Where he's in the shit in the bathroom and he leaves. Johnny, what's up? Especially a black Spider-Man. That could have been Miles Morales.
I was going to say, it's prophetic, yeah.
Kevin's had one black guy try to give him a high five in his life.
He was at my wedding. Mr. Miyagi doing karate is as real as Steven Seagal doing karate when he became a cop in 2007.
Show us some moves, cue ball.
Check out Under Siege on our podcast. We did that very well. I would have laughed if Mr. Miyagi roofied Daniel when he was sleeping and went upstairs to bang his mom.
Oh.
Jesus.
It's the dawn of a new day when a white boy is a worse driver than an Asian man.
Oh, no.
That's why he asked him to drive.
Bingo. Was that Lamar Luttrell from Revenge of the Nerds who got beat up in the dojo? You think his limp-wristed throwing sign... Thank you. Thank you for getting it. You Kevin. Think his limp-wristed throwing style would have helped him in the fights? Lamar Luttrell. Must take a worm for a walk week. Say that 5 times fast. Everyone in the theater fucking chuckled at that piece of shit.
Sick burn, bro.
Isn't there a script supervisor saying, look, I know this is a PG film, but we have to work on her insults. My second grader just dissed a first grader better than that. Allie's parents, holy shit. Those tennis outfits scream, no brown housekeepers. Who are her parents? Judge Smale's parent, fucking wife and Judge Smale's wife and whatever. Yeah, I fucked that
I
up.
Assumed it was the goatees.
You two look a couple of boogies. Golf and stuff is like the first 10 days for people on Christian Mingle, right? Miyagi, thank you, Bill, is getting more out of slave labor from Daniel than people who shepherd Mexicans across the border. I loved when Miyagi came out dressed like Mr. Furley from Three's Company. Anybody else?
Those butterfly collars, man.
Oh, they were sick.
They had their own area code.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful
oh, my
thing.
God.
I can see Japanese are going to a Don Ho impersonation contest. Daniel comes to paint in skinny jeans. What is he, a fucking hipster in Williamsburg? Painting his apartment chartreuse? Why does Hollywood always feel the need, Kevin, get ready for a... That doesn't happen. Why does Hollywood always feel the need to have actors and actresses get paint on their face to show audiences that they've been painting? Everyone in this fucking room has painted a house or room. And no one is smearing paint on their face like they're about to go into battle with Chief Joseph. That doesn't happen.
But you've never done the cute little boo-hoo, I love you more.
Sponsored by Sherwin Williams. Sure, painting and sanding suddenly transform you into Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat. Does that make Bob Vila a ninth degree black belt?
He should be, yeah. This old house, that was great.
Thank you.
Of course you like that.
I grew up watching that, yeah.
And you know why Bob Vila got kicked off the TV?
Why?
Because he was a racist.
What?
Wow. Oh, no.
Bob Vila hated blacks or everybody else?
Just pretty much anybody.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Someone's faking heartbreak. You don't
not Bob.
A lot of this old house fans out there.
Don't cancel this old house.
What is he off camera going, this old house, more like these old cheap Jews, am I right?
Oh, no.
You know who lived in this? The Puerto Ricans.
Those people. So two guys are getting drunk on an L.A. beach at 6 a.m. This explains a lot about Kelsey Grammer's former behavior, right? Wouldn't that have been funny if Kreese showed up and pelted Miyagi with bread and the seagulls dive bomb him while he's doing the crank kicks on those wooden posts? Any other kids from the 80s have flashbacks wearing nuthugger gym shorts with the three thick striped socks?
So great.
Oh, man.
Marco Polo. I would immediately call the Coast Guard if I saw an old man fishing on a boat with a kid doing kata in jean shorts. I would have shit when Johnny was dancing with Allie's mom if he would have said to her, oh, the graveyard's two blocks that way. When Daniel crashes into the waiter with that loud, super fake ADR sound effect, I was waiting for Stone Cold Steve Austin to come out and kick some fucking ass.
Great.
Good God, King, that song called Steve Austin's music. This is about to pick up tonight, King. Drunk Miyagi would have been as big of a meme in the 80s as Bernie Sanders wearing mittens now. I was waiting for Daniel to do the shot with Miyagi when he was drunk and say, me American, me very smart, me no drink the pee-pee part. Oh. Mr. Miyagi had the same phone my parents did back in the 80s as well. Fun fact. 100 minutes in, and the only training Daniel has done is sanding floors, waxing cars, painting fences, and balancing on boats and logs. And he's supposed to fight an entire dojo who do nothing but train and eat bus station runaways? Sure, that's believable. You hit like a girl. That would go over like diarrhea in a community pool in today's times, right? And especially go over even more poorly with the Hillary Swank and the next Karate Kid. You know, the Godfather 3 / Phantom Menace / King of the Crimson Skull of this franchise. A, if I'm playing video games, I don't want to be interrupted like Daniel interrupted Allie. B, I never walk away mid-video game because I'm a fucking completist. Thank you. Is Christmas time in L.A. that warm at night you can go down water slides? If so, I'm ready to pay 50% of income taxes and not freeze my balls off here in fucking Jersey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Isn't that cool, right? Yeah. Water slides at night, Joanne. That's awesome. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
If Philip Rivers can play and lose on a torn ACL, Danny LaRusso can take a fucking kick to the leg like a man. Mr. Miyagi did the same thing with his hands that the masseuse who took care of Robert Kraft did at Orchids of Asia. If that lady can revive a 75-year-old dick, Miyagi can heal Daniel's leg. In summary, zero training montage, too much with the dating, not enough of the Bushwood-esque scenes for my liking. This film requires a shitload of suspension of disbelief, at least with Rocky, the underdog story. He was a fucking boxer. He was an established boxer. But Daniel is a nothing. He just comes from anywhere, and then he runs the fucking table in the end. Listen, and Johnny should have Chong Lee'd the fuck out of Danny instead of dick around that last fight. Who is he kidding? He should have given him a green sick fracture.
Yeah.
That being said, I still like this film. I do. It's fun. It's cute.
Hypocrite.
I know. But listen, is it the classic we all love? It's good. It's good. Does it pass the remote test? No. It does not pass the remote test. The remote test, for those
Agreed.
Who don't know. No.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, no, I'm saying. Yeah.
If you're flipping around, you happen to catch us at any point on cable, do you stop and watch it no matter what it is?
No.
I don't. There are certain scenes I will, but I will not. I give this film a 6.5 out of 10. And now, girls jumping on trampolines. Kevin Israel, the floor is yours.
Well, gee, thanks, guys. You took all the points possible. So I have one overriding point that I'd like to make that nobody has made. There is one bad guy in this movie. There's only one villain.
Wait.
And nobody ever acknowledges who
Wait.
It is. It's Allie.
Allie
is
what?
Well,
oh, really?
It's too late.
Oh, that's
late
interesting.
Now.
Okay,
it's too late.
I like that.
I wasn't
that
sure if anyone would
Allie
care.
Allie is the bad person in this movie, and she should have gotten
oh,
the
I
shit
love
beat
this
out of her.
Yeah, I literally.
All she
that
did, she spent it in trying to get Daniel's son killed.
Yeah.
Literally, every time she showed up, I was like, well, fuck, he's going to get punched in the face soon.
That's, oh, that's
like, literally,
you're so
everything
right
she did, she was. She dragged him into more fights. She was that drunk girl in the bar who's like, I gotta leave with him, but that was the guy that I was. Just tell him I'm going with you.
Hold on a second. I feel like I watched Usual Suspects for the first time, and I saw the Kobayashi coffee mug fall and shatter the floor. I never fucking thought of that. That's brilliant.
That is really good.
Yeah.
She is the worst person ever in a movie. That she takes this kid who's easily 30 years younger than her and is like, you know what? I feel like there were two movies going on here. There was Karate Kid, and there was some weird version of She's All That, where she made a bet that we never saw on screen at the end of the summer. And they were like, hey, why don't you go find a freshman
yes
and see if you can get him murdered before homecoming? And she was like, deal. It's on. And you know what? She almost won that shit. She was ushering him out to the fight. She was with him the whole time. She's like, yeah, go fight all of Cobra Kai. You got this, buddy. She never kissed him. He didn't get a hand job, nothing.
Oh.
He got a couple of hugs, and she's like, yeah, let's do this. Let me repeat everything I just said in case you didn't hear it.
No, but Kevin, to your point, I did look up how much older, because I thought she was older than him.
No.
When they filmed this movie, she was 2 years younger.
Wow, that just shows Italian genes are just.
I guess so.
22 years old he
yeah
was. That is really Webster.
And she was 20.
Yeah, he was Webster.
Do you also know he's the same age now when he does Cobra Kai as Pat Morita was when he did Karate Kid?
Oh,
does that not blow
man
your fucking
Pat,
mind?
You know what's yeah funny, though? Seeing Pat Morita now, he didn't look that old. Like, yeah, I remember as a kid watching being like, that old Asian yeah guy. Now I look at him like, he still got good skin. He was kind of gray, but he fought in World War II. I didn't buy that. He would have been about in his mid-60s
yeah
in this movie. Good for him. Anyway, moving on. So yeah, Allie is the villain of this movie. She should have had to fight, and she should have gotten the shit beat out of her because she's the worst. Moving on, I felt like every point in this movie, another 80s movie could have broken out. Like, there were so many other moments in 80 movies. Like, in the clubhouse scene where they're at the golf club or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like at any point Rodney Dangerfield was going to jump out and be like, yeah, hey, let's get this party started. And then, and when they were driving across the country, like you said, the mom
oh
definitely.
You mean the 4 hours they were going across country? Yeah.
The mom definitely
it was
got stalked.
Real time. Yeah.
Definitely got stalked by Clark Griswold in a motel. Like, he was definitely like walking along, was like, "Hey, what are you doing? My what? No, I'm not married. Let's just go for a swim." Ralph Macchio's acting. I didn't know it was possible to get worse. You guys watch Cobra Kai? Yeah, you watch Cobra Kai?
Yeah. Oh,
his acting is terrible in Cobra Kai. It was much better here. And then it got, I think, a little bit better in My Cousin Vinny. And then he was probably just like, well, I'm not doing this anymore, so I can lose this skill altogether. And then they were
skill
like, well, you got a TV show now. Yeah, I don't need to try. This isn't going anywhere. It's YouTube. Well, it got renewed. Ah, shit. Guess I should learn to act. Nah, fuck it.
Then those kids are even worse than they are than he is as an actor.
He is he's terrible. I agree with Joanne. All of the acting in this movie felt bad.
Yeah.
It just felt horrible. Even Johnny as the bad guy felt like he was never quite sure he was supposed to be bad. Like, he read the script and he was like, I don't think I'm the bad guy. And the director was like, no, you're the bad guy. He's like, nah, I'm not going to play it that way. I'm going to play it a little more subtle. They're like, this isn't a subtle movie. Well, I'm going to go, you'll see. You'll get it. You'll get it. She's the bad guy anyway, really.
Whore.
That's such a good idea.
The whore tag.
I know.
And obviously, when Mr. Miyagi gives her the bonsai tree, as everybody knows, when a man from Okinawa gives you a tree, you're now his sex slave. That's just that's just common decency. And she walked away, and he's like,
science. This will be very good for me now. She should have giggled, hoo, and walked out the room backwards.
Daniel, who's a kid in his, he's 14? Is the slowest runner in history.
Yes.
He is. Was he trying to get caught? You'd think a kid motivated by five maniac 36-year-olds, because that's how old all of Cobra Kai was, chasing him across a field, he would have done a little better.
Yeah.
And by the way, he had a good quarter-mile head start, and they still caught him? Was he just like, you know what? I got the Asian guy back at home who's going to beat the shit out of you, so I feel pretty good about my chances here. So you mean, if I ever need a new roof, all I have to do is find a bully high school kid and tell him that I'm going to make you an MMA star, and I'll just get a free new roof? That is a great trick. We should all be trying that. Next time you see a third grader getting beat up, just be like, hey, want to play baseball? Get up on the roof. You'll see. I feel like the real victim of this movie, by the way, was the kid who got kicked by the fence in the face in the beginning. Because he shows up and you're like, oh, he's going to be a main character. Nope, we never see him again. We never see the kid with the half stash. Yes. Just you're like, oh, he's going to be one of Daniel's friends, right? Nah.
The pig fucking t-shirt. Yeah. Did you see that?
Also worked at the motel. Everybody in that shitty part of town worked at that motel, that apartment complex. And the only thing he was there to do was get Daniel's son to the beach. And then they were like, yeah, you're good. You don't have to do this anymore. Like, well, could I learn karate too? No, you've got a terrible mustache. Go home. We don't want to see you ever again. You're 36 also.
Yeah, 14-year-old Puerto Rican kids have better mustaches than that.
After this movie, if you grew up in the 80s, and I have a feeling a lot of you did, every kid thought sweeping the leg was some badass finishing move. Like, everybody thought, sweep the leg, and it was like Scorpion's finish him. Like, it just means you kind of trip somebody.
Right.
Like, sweeping the leg is literally just tripping somebody. It's not, like, breaking his ACL. It's just tripping him.
And the crane is not a thing.
I was just going to say, re-raise you, say the crane is pure horse shit.
Oh, no. Yeah, completely
made up. Do you know how many kids probably got their shit beat out of them around 85, trying to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take you all on. And they're like, oh.
This is a defense position.
Here comes the crane kick. It's going to be fantastic.
$5,000 of karate lessons and one broken sternum later. Oops.
And listen, I'm no lawyer.
Yes, I am. he is.
But I feel like allowing Daniel to fight after he had his ACL broken or whatever happened to him probably violated some part of the competition's insurance policy.
No shit.
But that guy who was the announcer was just like, let's do it.
Oh,
it's going to be awesome. I'm going to owe hundreds of thousands of dollars when that kid can't ever walk again.
The Chiefs have better concussion protocol than this entire karate system has for 12-year-olds. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Those quarterbacks in the 80s were just puking and smoking cigarettes while they're going through concussion protocol. Montana was hanging out just doing the same thing.
And let's talk about Kreese. When he was hiding in the jungles of Vietnam, was he formulating this plan the whole time? Was he like, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a bunch of white kids and one black kid. And I'm going to start a dojo and make them all my little assassins. And then there's going to be an Italian kid who comes to town. And we're going to murder him! And they're like, you know what, buddy? You should probably go back stateside. You're sweating a lot. What does Kreese think he is? Does he think he's like running like a Japanese mob? The guy comes in and he's like, but if you don't show up, you're dead, and he's on target. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You know what? Don't fight him. Call the police.
Yes,
just report this guy to Dyfus or something.
This is like a game. Yeah, it's an actual game.
I bet Kreese would have hung out with Michael Vick when he was doing dog fights.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. The training montage in here was definitely a weak training.
Ugh,
the worst.
It was definitely weak. Like Bill said, Rocky was great. But I feel like so many other montages follow. Like, I kept thinking of Over the Top. Over the Top had a great montage.
The best Bloodsport.
Bloodsport also had a great one. I just feel like Over the Top is such a terrible movie, but it had a great montage.
And for the millennial, Over the Top is about arm wrestling.
That's all you need to know.
And truck driving. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. And being a deadbeat dad in the process.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite movies.
It's awesome. Yeah.
So, yeah, this movie is ridiculous. I haven't seen this movie in probably 20 years, and I went into this absolutely certain that I was going to hate it and just – it was going to be a miserable 2 hours.
But I got some chills.
But I
got
to tell you, it still feels good to watch.
It still
got me. It didn't really drag at any point. It was other than some of the dating parts, which just seemed ridiculous, and the fact that the Japanese guy gave him the fucking car, that's insane. That's a $100,000 car.
No shit. Yeah.
You sell that car and you buy your mom a house, you piece of shit. You don't keep that car.
Why did he sell all those cars and make his own dojo and make some money? Teach other kids how real karate is.
He could sell all those cars and buy Okinawa.
Yeah.
Which apparently is his own country. As you told the story.
Which it is not.
That's not true.
Just made that up. But this movie, it held up all right. Like, it wasn't terrible. I still enjoyed it. The end fight scene, as bad as it was, and by the way, if you've ever been to an actual karate tournament, they are brutally boring because they're the most unviolent fighting ever.
Yeah.
Like, you can't punch in the face. You can only punch in the chest and abdomen. And
or kick someone in the face to the point of killing them and win.
Or tear their ACL.
Yeah.
But the movie it held. I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, Kev's right. It's definitely not a remote movie. You're not gonna quit, you know, taking your kid to the dance recital because Karate Kid's on. Mm. But
Ashley, don't get pregnant.
Now, if Predator's on, you stay home. you know what? For me, I'm in a six. I give it a six.
Six? Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Let's move along. Oh, by the way, here's a fun fact. Here's another fun fact. For all you people who are the Hollywood tour walk of fame, not walk of fame, but the Hollywood tours, here's the off beaten path little thing you can check out if you're there. Daniel's apartment was filmed exactly 1 mile from John Connor's house in Terminator 2 and 3 miles from the pawn shop in Pulp Fiction.
Nice.
You know, the infamous scene where Bill Schultz calls that his Phoebe Cates moment when Marcellus Wallace gets raped.
I wanted to be the gimp.
Are you good?
Nah. Far from good.
We're about to go medieval on this area. Yeah.
Critics, 5-star reviews.
Critics, 5-star reviews. Critics, 5-star reviews. Critics, 5-star reviews.
The characters are unforgettable, the dialogue is clever, and although the sequences are predictable, the film never loses heart. Perhaps a touch on the corny side, an undeniably broad Kid is a ridiculously rewarding drama that puts pure sincerity to marvelous use, inflating a mild underdog story into an inspiring tale of education and developing friendship.
I like how they call it Kid, as though
it's capitalized, too.
Its street name.
Yeah. The film's art consists of entirely hiding the cynicism of its calculations under an agreeably modest and disarming manner. Here's our first critic who probably introduces themselves with their name and pronouns. While this may be as soppy and predictable as they come, it still reminds you why they used to enjoy 80s teen flicks so much in the first place.
Fair.
Critics, 1-star reviews.
Critics, 1-star reviews. Critics, 1-star reviews.
It's primitive, predatory stuff. Is Chris Hansen sitting in the bottom of the fucking room going, "So what are you doing here? Pull up a chair."
What do these bonsai trees mean?
By the way, the best To Catch a Predator editor ever was one guy walks in and he sees Chris Hansen going, "Uh-oh." And then Chris Hansen goes, "You again?" Like, seriously, "You again?"
I was just here to check on her.
Twice.
I wanted to make sure she was all right.
I got a pizza from Domino's. I'm here to fuck. I mean, hang out and have a good time. The adventures of this vengeful boy only inspires indifference. It's nothing.
Agreed.
A surprise hit in the States. This is another filmmaking by numbers exercise in teenage wish fulfillment. gee, Mom, I'm dying with leukemia. You know what I'm going to do? Learn how to crane kick, which does nothing in real life.
Mm-hmm. Is there a janitor who can teach me to fight somewhere?
This is actually director Avildsen's first hit since Rocky, and it has the same mixture of calculation and apparent naivete. It borrows its formula from East and West with good humor, and is completely free of intelligence, discrimination, and originality. No wonder it's a hit.
I went to film school. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. Amazon, 5-star reviews.
5-star reviews. Amazon, 5-star reviews.
Gift.
That's it. One word review.
That's
a
almost
better review than shit sandwich for Spinal Tap. Yeah,
that's almost as good as did not buy this.
Someone hacked my account. To fill out collection. I thought you would write this in the review section for the next Karate Kid or the reboot, but not this one, right?
I got 2 and 3, and they just didn't make any sense.
I couldn't piece them together. Next one, all in caps. Always a family favorite with a good moral story to it. You had to screen that one from the rooftop.
Dorothy Mantooth
is a saint. Yeah. I took her out for a seafood dinner. Will not call her back. As a mother of boys, I'm always looking out for movies about boys that will hold interest and give a positive. Stop laughing, Kevin. And give a positive theme. The Karate Kid is just perfect. It has a few curse words, but they are a few.
Oh, my.
Yeah. My boys range from 15 years to 6 years. Too old for you, Bill. And they stayed all the same with this one.
And they're all still breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Wait, that means one of them was an accident.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. The oopsies, 100%.
But we love you all the same.
Yes, the cheesy 80s style and music were good for a chuckle or two. But otherwise, the message is timeless. Enjoy. Note, my boys enjoyed the second one. Aw, well. I mean, are we all on pins and needles to see if they enjoyed the third one? And to see if they ever put...
What about the reboot?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
What about Jaden?
I just want to know if they put
about Jaden.
Yeah. Wait till she finds out Jaden's best friend fucked his mom. This is true.
Jesus.
And if they ever put their overbearing mother in a nursing home, that's also something I want to know.
We're doing this because we love you, Mommy.
Or she ends up like the mom in Joker. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Came in fast and fine. These are Amazon 4-star reviews of my penis, by the way. Thank you.
That was a 2-star review, to be honest.
2.5. Amazon 1-star reviews.
Amazon 1-star reviews. It's time for Amazon 1-star reviews.
Too much gratuitous vulgarity. And the role of the young woman was inane and accepting of mild intimidation, if not abuse, as long as the perp was rich. Perp, like he did the walk in front of the photographers down at One Police Plaza, right? Ready? I wish I was picking this up. I remember the video game. It was better. I do not remember a Karate Kid video game. Does any of you recall that?
There was definitely a Karate Kid video game.
I do not remember
it
that.
Was definitely an Atari.
Karate Champ, Kung Fu Master, not Karate Kid. All right. I think I like the Jaden Smith version better. Signed, someone who says The Young Sheldon is the best show on TV right now.
Signed, W. Smith.
I did not like it. It was boring to me, so it was not my favorite. When it comes to karate, all that these modern Americans care about are flashy belts when they should be looking into the mind and soul of the martial art. Ah, phooey. Before watching it for the first time, you can predict the Karate Kid hero, Ralph Macchio, is a new kid on the block who meets a cute and new girl of interest. Soon after, the hero also meets her asshole boyfriend and his gang of asshole friends who have little else to do than terrorize the young hero. But fear not, for such assholes face karma by the end of the film.
Thanks for the summary.
Well, yeah, Jesus.
Signed, another asshole who thinks his opinion matters. Okay. Last and not least, this guy is a fucking hero. This probably is Johnny Lawrence who wrote this one. Totally unrealistic. No way guys in the karate would run into any high school. The one guy in high school I knew that took karate was the biggest dork. He was always practicing the ninja art of invisibility in gym class. One time I threw him a pass while playing basketball that hit him in the face. Guess he was a horrible ninja.
I had a note that I didn't say. I said there was a kid who, a 12-year-old who knew who had a black belt when I was in middle school. And he's like, oh, I have a black belt. And he fought a kid in high school and he got the shit beat out of him. Yeah. Like bad, yeah. Like hospital bad.
Black belt, black belt fighting a kid who smells like sour milk and broken dreams. You're going to lose every time. Kevin Israel, did Bill and Joanne gut the sacred cow?
I'd like to preface this by saying I respect the hell out of you two.
Aww.
And I realize that you came a long way from New York to come here.
Here we go.
And we appreciate
Apparently
it.
Apparently we didn't.
And your presence. And you guys did really good job. You've really made an argument. Bill, I felt like you tried about as hard as you did with a girl who was the last at the bar on a long night.
He didn't say girl.
Girl?
He did say girl. Yeah.
Mm. It was in quotes. Mm-hmm. That said, I'm sorry, guys.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
Wait, but you could do Bill and I separately.
Oh, God.
Joanne wants to maintain her perfect streak. That's why I sniffed that right
now.
That
sounds like a package offer.
No. Stop.
So, no.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Sorry. I'm sorry. This movie, I really thought I was going to hate it, and I was sure the arguments you were going to make were going to make me see the light of how bad this movie was. I just didn't
hate good.
It. I didn't hate it. I mean, it's not an Academy Award winning movie, but it's. I enjoyed it.
Watch this. Did they get you to knock your score down at any point?
No.
No. I tried, guys.
I feel like a lot of people probably love this movie. Maybe it's a 7-8. For me, it was like a 6. I won't watch this movie again.
Wow.
Until hopefully someday I have a child and they want to see it. But
What took me out of this movie today was our wonderful Five Fan Photoshop, who does all of our graphics.
Oh, my
God.
This is great.
He did the promo for this thing, and he made Joanne. Danny LaRusso, and it is uncanny. It is like Danny LaRusso looks like if an Italian elf and Bambi had sex, and they made that. So does Joanne, and you have her with short hair and that thing on in the promo thing. The entire time I'm watching this movie, I'm like, wait, is that Danny or Joanne? It took me out of the movie.
I can one up you on this. Mm. That promo picture was so good. That went as an ad on Facebook, and just random people started seeing it. They were like, "Why are you remaking this movie? What are you doing to this
Swear
movie?
Swear to God,
you guys, this is the greatest movie. You pieces of shit, just leave it alone."
Wait, ready? Fucking liberal snowflakes. What is this? You're putting a broad as a karate kid. You guys are pieces of shit.
No, that's right.
Verbatim. Fucking verbatim. And I'm like, you dumb dildo. Read the fucking description.
We're the last
group of people.
So if you haven't enjoyed anything tonight, at least go home and check out the promo picture that Bill's folks did, because that'll make it all worthwhile.
And if you can, and I know I will, try masturbating to Bill Schultz as Mr. Miyagi. Mission accepted.
I was Mr. Miyagi. Make a great
you
old
look
Asian,
great.
Yeah.
Look
and
great.
I realized I am an old Asian. Like you didn't need any photoshopping. Like I have a mirror, I kind of look like an old Asian. One other thing. This is very brief, but we have a guy that comes on our show a lot. His name is Sean Kanan, great soap opera star. But his one big claim to fame is that he was the main bad guy in not one, not two, but our favorite Karate Kid 3. He was the bad boy of karate, Mike Barnes, and I told him that Joanne and I were going to do this, and he didn't take it very well. And so here is his response. The video is great. We'll run it on Monday. But here is his audio of his thoughts on today's podcast. So here we go.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Joe. Greetings from California. So I hear you guys have been trashing Karate Kid tonight. Interesting. Okay. Well, I've got three things I'd like to say to you. First, Bill, you're a pencil neck geek, and I'm the bad boy of karate.
Checks out.
And next
True.
Time I see you, I'm going to round kick you in your head.
Oh.
Two, Bill, your karate's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Three, mm-hmm. Joe, well, you can dream about me.
Take a number.
So he threatened me and he Me Too'd you. In one single video.
I also feel threatened.
Yeah.
Safe space violated.
So there you go.
You mean the bad kid of karate's movie career is now in threat because of the Me Too moment?
Yeah. good. It's all
and because of Bill Schultz, he actually set us up with Sean Kanan.
The bad boy. Gonna do it.
Mike Barnes is gonna do the Cutting the Sacred Cow podcast, believe it or not.
Yeah.
We talked on Twitter for 45 minutes last night. He goes, let's do Blair Witch Project. I go, let's not do that one.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Let's not do that one. God. But Joanne, you'll be happy to know I think the film he's gonna lean for, Footloose.
Oh.
He's gonna make me watch that piece of shit, which I've never seen.
You've never
day.
Seen Footloose?
Nope.
Ah, oh, you're broken.
Nope. I stand by my original statement for Dirty Dancing and Grease. What do you think, audience? Do they get the sacred cow? You want to save them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because he's just banging Joanne. That's why he yelled that out.
We failed miserably.
I wouldn't say miserably.
All right, we just failed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Audience, does Karate Kid still hold up? Yeah?
Yeah.
So fuck them is what you're trying to say. Yeah. Fuck you, Bill. No, I'm just kidding.
It's all about balance. That was his great advice.
Bill and Joanne, you guys are a delight. Tell everybody where we can find you in your upcoming days, weeks, months, etc.
Do it to it, kiddo.
You can find us at compoundmedia.com Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m.
If you wake up early.
Oh, and you can also watch it on demand if you're not awake early. So yeah, compoundmedia.com and our YouTube channel, Morning with Bill and Joe. You can check out a bunch of clips and share them and all that.
Kevin Israel,
KevinIsrael.com. Got a couple of shows coming up. I'll be at Foxwoods Casino up in Connecticut for Valentine's Day weekend, and you can always get my album The Struggle Is Real on iTunes and everywhere else you buy sound stuff.
Ashley, make sure you request the heart-shaped tub in that Foxwoods Casino.
Oh,
you're a closer. Yeah, that's why.
That's my girl.
KevinGoatee.com, but more importantly, GuttingTheSacredCow.com. If you have not yet done so, you hear me every fucking week harp on it, but damn it, this helps. If you have not yet done so, a 5-star rating, 2 or 3 sentence review on whatever podcast platform you listen to. But more importantly, thank you all for showing up and hanging out. This does mean the world to us. Thank you all for coming and hanging out. We're going to try this as much as humanly possible. Thank you so much, guys. We love you.
Get home safe.